Actually, the responsive reading, there was sort of a pattern. There were three examples of those patterns. And basically, this pattern leads people to gratitude to God. But it is so very interesting. Because there's a verse just beyond this, Psalm 107, verse 33. It says that he turns rivers into deserts. And he turns flowing streams into withered ground. Then a little bit further down in the psalm, it talks about him reversing all that. But we have in these three events, these people that we just talked about, the person that's wandering in the wasteland, they run out of resources. They're dying. You know, they don't have enough to live on. And they finally cry out to the Lord. And he responds, and they are thankful. They proclaim thanksgiving to the Lord. And then the next group, that in darkness and deepest gloom. And that's kind of a code for depression, that deepest gloom. These are people that actually have locked themselves up into a prison on their own because they've trusted in themselves. They figured out what they want to do with life. And things haven't worked out quite the way they wanted. They haven't lived up to their own expectations. So they get depressed. Or, well, I want to be this person, and yet that's not what God's calling me to. God's calling me over here somewhere. And they get all depressed because they're not going to be who they think they're going to be. And what God does is he brings them failure and suffering with no help. And then the people cry out to God. And he answers them. And he blesses them. In each case, he moves these people to the end of themselves. And we've just talked about a bunch of places where we have been moved to the end of ourselves and found God standing there, ready to bless us. And in fact, that moving us to the end of ourselves is what God often has to do for us to truly understand how grateful we need to be about the things that Sarah was talking about, those little things every day, to live a life that's characterized by gratefulness. As I was going through this, I began to pray that we would intentionally seek to live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. So God would not have to take his rivers of blessing and his free-flowing streams of blessing and turn them into deserts and dry ground just so we would turn back to him. His blessings that we start attributing to ourselves. We start thinking, hey, I got this together. I'm pretty capable. You know, I can do this. And, you know, our confidence is not in God anymore. It's in us. That's what this psalm is about. These people had confidence in themselves and God hammered them and brought them to a place where they were at the end of themselves. They turned to God. God proved faithful. And then they had gratitude for him. That we would have that conscious pursuit of just living a grateful life. I mean, how can you complain about your life if you're spending all the time being thankful for it? It's a balance. It protects us from a lot of stuff that gets us going in the wrong direction. And God does have an ability to take really the hard places, turn them into amazing blessings. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you that you love us in spite of us. Thank you, Lord, that you step into our lives and you're willing to do the hard things, the deep surgery in our hearts. And Father, I just pray that you would just continue the surgery, Lord, that we would more and more delight in you. And Father, just give us a conscious mindset as we live out our lives moment by moment and day by day in a way that would be expressing gratitude and thanksgiving to you and just delighting in our relationship with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.